We're going to wrap this up today with Steve Burnett. And as I said in the intro, I was actually wrong. I said that he quintupled his business, which is five times.
Correct.
I said in 5 years, and it was actually 3 years. So when I recorded that earlier, he was back there going, no, it was 3 years. All right, so we'll give you props, man. It was three. He did it in 2 years less. All right, so that's pretty impressive. So one of the things that so many of you are trying to do is scale your business, meaning grow it bigger, okay? And not just for the sake of, as we've talked on here before, about just growing more revenue, but profits and things like that. What we're going to just talk, this last segment, the low-hanging fruit that Steve implemented in his own business and every business that he works with, the ways that you can scale your business. So why don't you take it away for the last couple minutes here. Right out of the gate, one, two, three, four things that we can do to scale our business.
Okay, so Jeffrey Gittimer said, it's not who you know, it's who knows you.
Bingo.
Right? Yeah. So I joined BNI, and then I joined the Chamber, kept doing those wild, crazy, remarkable presentations. Then I joined Rotary, one of the highest level networking opportunities, relationships that's available.
Well, that's a lot of the guys, old school money in the towns, community leaders, people that know what's going on, right?
Community leaders,
big time.
They're there, right?
Yeah.
So the relationships we were able to establish there were incredible. So you want to network all the way around, all of them. You know, so there are other associations as well. So network is such a big one. Get out there. If not you, send a rep. Get out there. Get involved. Create relationships. And then have those one-to-ones, right?
Yeah.
Have a coffee with them. Have a lunch with them. And buy. I always bought. I didn't care. I want to take that relationship and drive it deeper.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that is marketing.
Yes.
This is marketing,
yes.
Right? So,
yes.
So one of the things that I did when I built my painting company in Chicago, we went from zero to over 300 jobs a year in about 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I was in five networking groups.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh,
that
yeah.
was the, and I didn't even have a dang website at the time. Okay? So I'm 100% behind that. So the next thing, community spotlights. What's that?
Community spotlights. I thought, how can I, because something started to click, and it takes a long time for me, but you know, I said, how can I give more value? Because if I give more value to my network, to my community, the law of reciprocation kicks in every
time. I think I know where you're going with this. This is gold, man.
So what I would do is I'd call up some friends within my network. I'd call, you know, CPA, I'd call insurance, I'd call restaurants, and I said, hey, I would like to do just a short interview. I'm going to call a community spotlight of you and just share it with my entire network, all my friends, my customer list, and social media.
So you might say I'm the insurance guy, and you and I would get together and do a 5-10 minute interview on video, and you would email that out to your list. You'd put it on your social media site, and what this does is this gives this guy tons of exposure.
Yeah.
And you talked about a law of something. Law of what?
Reciprocity.
Reciprocity. See, I couldn't say the word the first time through, so
it's
that's
tough.
Why I put it on him to do it. So,
it's tough. Yeah.
All right. And what is that? Explain what that
law
means.
Law of reciprocity. I believe this is a natural law, just like gravity. So when, you receive a Christmas card, what do you feel like you need to instantly do right away?
You know what I think? Shit, I didn't send them one.
Exactly, right? So you look at the calendar, wait a week, can I get it there in time? Right? Yeah. Oh, a fax is
there.
That's
right.
That's the law. It's a natural law.
And I'm going to send a bigger one.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I get it. So that's what the whole community spotlight thing is.
So there's huge. Like one of my friends, he took his and he put it on the homepage of his website.
Yeah.
He's a successful CPA, and he says to this day, and this has been, I don't know, 5-7 years ago, he says he still gets 2 to 3 accounts every month because he put that video up there.
Dang.
So my question is, who do you think's his favorite painting company?
Right. Yeah.
As he has all these clients coming in, moving to town, whatever, you know, referring them. So that's one golden example.
All right, you got a thing called send out cards here.
Yes, okay, so Joe Girard, you ever hear of Joe Girard?
Yep, car salesman.
Yeah, he's broke, right?
Yep.
Okay, and he became the world's greatest salesman, Guinness Book World Records greatest salesman.
Mm-hmm.
So I read his book, like, how to do this, you know? Well, come to find out, what he did is he'd drive to Chicago, and he would sit down with his print guy and create cards, blue ones, red ones, pink ones, and he would send them out every month to everybody he sold a car to.
Okay.
Yep. So what we do, because Chicago's great, right?
Yeah.
But we don't really want to drive to Chicago. We don't have to drive to Chicago every day, right? To the printer. So let's say we send out cards. It's a great program. It's easy. For about $1.50 a card, you get your customer base in there, and you send them a card every quarter. But here's the thing. No discounts, no calls for this or that. What we do is GIE, gratitude, inspiration, or entertainment. And according to our records, the entertaining cards get twice the response, but you do need to send some gratitude and inspiration and mix it up. So at least every quarter, go to your target market or just your customer list.
Your customer list.
Yeah, because we work so hard going after new ones, right?
Yeah,
we forget to stay top of mind.
Well, and they're more likely to pay you again because they've already given you money.
Absolutely.
Right? So they've already developed the habit of doing that. Yeah. So let's get them to do it more. Mm-hmm. All right. Last thing to scale your business. You go to Facebook. There's a few eyeballs here on Facebook, right?
Oh yeah. All right,
We got just a couple minutes left here. Mm-hmm. So what do we got with Facebook?
Okay. You guys, this is huge. And this is the biggest opportunity yet, the least one that most contractors will embrace.
Or they'll do it wrong.
Yeah, or they'll do it wrong because everybody thinks it's for fun or for waste entertainment. Mm-hmm. But so what I hear is everybody's just goofing off on there. So hold on, who? Everybody is on there, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, get on Facebook, engage, have caption this contest. Find a goofy video of you, and just say caption this. I grew a beard on the way out here real quick. I shaved it, left some chops right here, took a picture, posted it, said caption this, and
whoom. And it was good you shaved the rest of it, by the way.
It was
pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. So the opportunities on Facebook are just incredible. It really is. You, without even having to pay for ads and going to the ad manager, which is another opportunity, but just engagement because everybody's there.
Okay, so dang, light bulb moment.
Yeah.
Can you use the concepts of being remarkable?
Absolutely.
On Facebook, right?
Absolutely.
So
then you leverage all these concepts. Right. You do your remarkable commercials, and you send out the emails to your list, and you post those to Facebook.
But Steve, you didn't mention like pay-per-click, and you didn't mention direct mail, and you didn't mention, come on, man, I want to scale my business, dude. How can we do it?
Don't pay for leads.
Don't pay for leads.
Yeah, because paying for leads, that's a racket, right?
Yep.
So you pay for leads, and they're like, pay me, and I'll help you get leads. So you pay the racket. They're like the mob that comes to you, I'll protect you. Well, I didn't need any protection until you came and offered it, right? And so you pay them, and they bump you off the first page of Google. Stop paying them. Do some of these remarkable things, and you scale.
So I'm going to put you on the spot, and I know your personality type loves this, because we're on camera, all right? What percentage of somebody's leads that come in the door do you feel, because I have a number, I'm going to write my number down.
Okay.
I'm going to write it behind you so you can come over here.
Okay. Yep.
All right. I'm going to write my number down.
Okay.
And I'm going to, what percentage of leads, if I have 100 leads that come in the door, should be from past customers and referrals?
80.
Okay, turn around.
50-60.
I've always felt if at least 50-60% of the leads that come into your business are not from past customers and referrals, you went to 80, which is awesome, that you are missing out.
Yeah.
Like you're hosing yourself because you're not engaging your people.
If you're not here, you're below here, that tells me you're paying for ads, you're not networking, you're not being remarkable, you're being safe, you're being professional, and all the other things that average people are doing. We don't want to be average because average is, it's not fun.
It's average.
Yeah.
So, well, awesome. Well, hey, listen, as we wrap up this series, I want to first thank you for coming on and driving here and hanging out with us
on top of the mountain
on Mount Reber. And last parting words of wisdom, I'm going to let you close us out. I'm going to walk off camera.
Okay.
And whatever you want to say to the contracting world for the next 30 seconds is yours, man.
You have what it takes. Surround yourself by winners. Shout out the losers. Establish a motivational program for yourself. No C-bombs. Instead, force yourself to ask how. And then write it down and rewrite it every day. And watch what happens. Because you've got this. Take care.
Motor hard.